raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Pastor Whitney there? Well, if Pastor Whitney is there, I hope you'll just speak right up. This is the, of course, I wanted to make a few comments. One of the things, I don't know if in your area, but certainly in the area where I live, an awful lot of information on the television and the television news about, oh my goodness, all the problems with the airlines. Do you know that three airlines went out of business last week? Do you know that many of the airlines have actually had to ground large numbers of their planes and cancel flights because somebody had found a crack somewhere in the plane, and so they've got to check all the planes, and they just haven't been doing it recently? Do you know that air flying is very inconvenient? Do you know that about 2 years ago, a plane was coming in to land in Singapore, and both of the jet engines stopped at the same time, and of course it came back on again, plane made an uneventful landing, but the jet engines, which are thought not to be, accumulate ice and therefore shut off, they actually shut off in this one instance. And, of course, all this focus on air travel. Now, what's this really all about? Well, they want to cut back on air travel. They want to get you out of your car. They want you to stop using electricity. They want to run the price up so high you won't be able to use it for heating or for air conditioning. And then they want you to stop air travel. And maybe once a year, once a lifetime, you can take a trip by air, but not on a regular basis, as people are doing it so wasteful, it's polluting the environment. And what they really hate is humanity. They feel there are too many of us. But if we're going to be allowed to live, we're going to have to lower our living standards. And that is the plan. It's laid out in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Program, which you can buy from the Cambridge University Press. 1,142 pages, and I don't know what it costs, $50-$60, or get the summary, which is in our sustainable development syllabus. Understand there really are people who feel this way, who want to lower your living standards, and right now they're focusing attention on the airlines. But don't you worry, the government's going to come up with all sorts of new laws, because all of this attention being focused on the airlines is a prelude to new government hearings and new government regulations. And not only that, but they really do intend to destroy our economy. In fact, the latest issue of the newsletter I take called The Emergence, which is put out by a Luciferian organization. Yes, Luciferian, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who worship Lucifer. And one of the points they made was, we're just going to improve the world. We're just going to have to destroy the economy and the monetary system and then replace it with something different. that's what it's all about. So hang on to your hats, understand what this is about, and put your foot down and say, we're going to reclaim our Constitution. And hopefully we have Pastor David with you.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I ran late this morning.
All those things happen all the time. You go right ahead. Pastor Whitney's from the Institute of the Constitution. The reason we're in trouble today is the American people have abandoned the Constitution. Our leaders did a long time ago because they hate America, and they run both political parties, and they run the candidates that they want to win, and whichever one we vote for, their candidate always wins. Begin to understand that. Help us to get the truth out. Help people to understand they're rigging the elections with the electronic voting machines. That's what the hanging chads were all about. Day after day, the hanging chads. Well, we need to get back to our Constitution. That's still the law of our land. There are traitors in Washington, D.C., whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. And among those are Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain. Remember,
right,
also on foreign relations. Pick up the story there.
Well, we were talking last time about the very great power that a well-informed jury has to put a check against government tyranny, to put a check against the government violating the Constitution, which we know they do on a regular basis in Washington, D.C., and every state capital across this country. If a legislature writes a piece of legislation, they call it law, and we often say that the governor or the president signs it into law, but we know, in fact, that there's a thing called judicial review of that piece of legislation and might call into question, is that piece of legislation constitutional? Is it truly law, or is it to be disregarded? Well, what most people don't know, and by the way, you're generally never going to be told this by any judge because they don't want you to know this fact, that in American law, the jury basically is the final review that writes off on a piece of legislation to say, yes, this legislation is constitutional, this legislation is lawful, and therefore this legislation can be applied in the case that comes before us. So in other words, the jury is to judge the law. Often this is called jury nullification. I will explain, I don't prefer that term. I prefer the term jury independence, because they're not really nullifying a bad piece of legislation. That bad piece of legislation was nullified from the beginning because it was against the Constitution, a violation of the Constitution, and therefore it was null and void and just needed to be recognized as null and void. The legislature failed, the president failed, and the courts failed, but the jury can succeed. In fact, it only takes one out of 12 at least to give a hung jury and give the person accused of committing a crime that's not a crime. It gives them another day in court if a hung jury results. So even one juror out of 12 can make an enormous difference. But that juror really needs to be fully informed about our form of government. They need to know the United States Constitution. And if it's a court case that deals with state law, then they need to know their own state constitution to know whether that piece of legislation, while it may not be unconstitutional on the federal level, is it unconstitutional on the state level. They need to be a well-informed juror to be able to decide that case if a law is truly lawful.
Well, you know, David, and I think last time we talked about this, I mentioned that, you know, I went down for jury duty, and the first thing the judge says, well, now, we don't want you to go to the law library. We don't want you to think about the law. We want you to accept what I tell you the law is in this case. Is there anybody here who could not accept my direction for the law is, but we do not want you looking into the law at all, or, you know, going to the law library? You know, you will accept what I say. Well, of course, obviously they're anticipating this idea of bringing back the independent jury. We'll be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245 and hug Sameach.
Back here, our guest is David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. But David, are the judges doing that across the country, trying to thwart this idea of the independent jury by telling the jurors now, certainly you're going to have to accept what I say about the law. We don't want you looking at the law. We don't want you thinking about the law. You will accept what I say. And is there anybody here who can't go along with that? Well, what should you do under those circumstances?
Well, we tell people we're actually conducting this course called The Duty of the Jury, Defend the Constitution. And I instruct people that the wise thing to do in that case is, as we show from English common law all the way back to Magna Carta, actually it precedes Magna Carta, but we don't have any written records of how juries function kind of prior to Magna Carta in England. But from Magna Carta on down, it was a very clear principle that the jury judged the law as well as the facts in criminal cases. And what the result of that was is when our founders established this country, they clearly said that this was the case. And we'll as we go forward, as we walk through this course on the air here, we'll reveal the quotes of what they said, that the jury had this power of independent judging of the law as well as the facts. And when a judge tells you you cannot judge the law and the facts, he's going against the whole weight of English common law and of American law, including what our founder said. So just as we have a situation where our government is acting unconstitutionally on a regular basis, the federal government, more than 90% of what it does in Washington, D.C. is a violation of the Constitution, I believe these judges likewise are violating the common law of America, that juries judge the law as well as the facts. Actually, there's a couple of states, Maryland being one of them, that ensconced in our Constitution, in our Declaration of Rights, which is kind of the Bill of Rights for Maryland, is a statement in Article 23 that juries judge the law as well as the facts. So in some states, it's actually on the books. It is the law and not just a statute. It is the Constitution, therefore the supreme law of that state. Therefore, when a judge tells you otherwise, that judge is acting, I would believe, unlawfully, and therefore I do not believe you're obligated to reveal to him that you hold a different point of view, because it's the job of the jury here to see that justice is done, and given that the judge is obviously already sided against what is a American and English common law and against the form of government our founders were clearly establishing, that you as a juror, I believe, should just remain silent. We will talk about a couple of cases that have happened in the last 10-20 years of jurors actually being, after the case is over, someone snitching out of the deliberation room, the jurors have actually been taken to court for not having revealed what they believed beforehand. And we're going to show in both of those cases, at least, the jurors were upheld because the principle of law is still on the books, even though it is treated as if it does not exist by the judges today. So my recommendation for you, as well as others, Dr. Stan, would just be remain silent on that. And do not reveal anything that you know about jury independence until you're in the deliberation room. And sometimes even in the deliberation room, you may choose not to tell your fellow jurors what you know. You may just vote your conscience and vote what you know is law. Or you might choose to explain to them, and that's part of the purpose of our course. We recognize that often you will be, if you've taken our course, you will be one of the 12, only one of the 12 that holds this understanding of the role of the jury and the responsibility of the jury to judge the law by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of your individual state. Therefore, you may wind up being the one that educates that jury with our founders' view of law and government. Well, you know, our founders, we've stated this in our Foundations course on the U.S. Constitution, our founders based their structure of government upon a realistic view of human nature. That is a biblical view of human nature, that all men are image bearers of God and therefore have dignity and rights that are endowed to us by our Creator. Our rights come from our Creator, not from any government. But the second principle of a realistic view of human nature is that all men are fallen creatures, and therefore government needs to exist. We know that Scripture clearly states that government exists for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. That's 1 Peter 2:13 and 14. And we know that our founders held that view very clearly. For example, James Madison in Federalist Paper 51, James Madison is usually called the father of our Constitution. He said in this, and by the way, he was arguing for the ratification of the Constitution, and Federalist 51 is just one of many papers issued that was arguing for people to ratify the Constitution. He said in Federalist 51, the need for government flows from the fact that all men are fallen creatures with a sinful nature. Wow! He had an exactly biblical worldview of human nature, and he knew that government was a result of fallen sinful creatures, human creatures. And he went on to say, but what is government itself but the greatest of all reflections on human nature? In other words, government is a philosophy of what a human being is and what makes human beings tick. He said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place oblige it, that is the government, to control itself. So Madison recognized the big problem is you've got human beings in power in government, and those human beings are just as sinful and just as fallen as the rest of the people they're trying to govern. And so if there's not a very clear check placed upon their power, they're going to act tyrannically. They're going to follow their own fallen, sinful human nature, and they're going to violate the God-given rights of other human beings. And so, in a sense, the three branches of the government are designed to be check and balances against that human, sinful nature. And the four levels of government, federal, state, county, and local, those also, all four of those are designed to be check and balances against each other and against the sinful human nature. But the jury, in a sense, is a check against all of those, that both grand jury and petit jury, and we'll discuss both and the differences and the powers of each, but both the grand and petit juries function in this latter role, obliging the civil government to control itself. One of the things that we recognize is that we have a supreme law on the federal level and the state level. The U.S. Constitution, supreme law of the land, the state constitutions, the supreme law of those states. What do you do when the government violates the law? What, you know, can you go sue the whole legislature, or can you, you know, very difficult to do. How do you put a brake upon that kind of injustice? And the jury is designed to do that exactly. As most citizens know, they have a power to vote, but they actually don't know that they actually have three votes that they cast, one that you think of when you go to the ballot box, and that is a very important vote that you cast, but there's two others that are actually more powerful in a different way. That is your vote on a grand jury and your vote on a petit jury. Both of those are votes that you as a citizen possess as well. And the jury's votes really are the most powerful votes you have, because they can be used to strike down unjust laws, unconstitutional laws. They can also be used to prevent injustice from being done to your fellow citizens. But we need to very clearly understand that our rights and our liberties come from God, and that the whole purpose of civil government, as the Declaration of Independence clearly states, the entire purpose of civil government is to secure those God-given rights. They said that in the Declaration, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And similarly, the preamble to the Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. That is to protect and secure those God-given rights. And so every citizen is essential to enforcing the law, as well as holding the civil government accountable to the terms of our social contract with it, our covenant with it, which is the U.S. Constitution. And just to cite one example of a very different day in America, this is 1802. Judge Nathaniel Freeman, who was a congressman from Massachusetts and then also judge of the Common Pleas for 30 years. Listen to what his charge was, that is, his instructions to the jury in Massachusetts in 1802. He said, the laws of the Christian system, as embraced by the Bible, must be respected as of high authority in our courts, and it cannot be thought improper for the officers of such government to acknowledge their obligation to govern by its rule, that is, the Bible's rule. Our government originated in a voluntary compact of a people who in that very instrument profess the Christian religion. It may be considered not a republic like Rome was, that is, a pagan, but a Christian republic. Wow, what a powerful statement, and I dare say you'd never hear that out of the mouth of any judge in our land today. But in 1802, that was commonplace. Everyone understood we are a Christian system of law and government based upon the Bible, and the Bible must be respected as the supreme authority in the land. Now, when we consider our Constitution, one of its designs, one of its purposes was to prevent tyranny, that is, people trampling upon another person's God-given rights. That's the whole purpose of the Constitution. And, you know, the majority, tyranny by majority, which is really what democracy is. When people say democracy, you need to think in these terms. What they're talking about is the tyranny of 51%. 51% of the people violating the rights of anybody else they choose. That's not what our founders designed. And they stated this very clearly. And consider Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, because it delegated certain powers to the federal government, and yet by designating those powers to the federal government, all the unnamed powers remained either in the state governments or in the people. And the difference between anarchy and tyranny is interesting to consider. Anarchy is when an individual, or every individual in the society, practices lawlessness. That is, they go about breaking God's law. Thou shalt not steal, they steal. Thou shalt not kill, they murder, etc. That's anarchy, when the individuals in a society are breaking God's law to such an extent that there's a breakdown of law and order. But what is tyranny? Tyranny is just the flip of that. It is the government breaking God's law, the government going about violating thou shalt not steal, as they do now with eminent domain, or thou shalt not kill, as they do with the murder of the unborn in our land. Government lawlessness is what tyranny is. And that's, again, what our Constitution was designed to prevent: government tyranny. This is very clearly stated, Federalist 51. We'll go back to James Madison again. He said, the concept of countervailing ambitions, as well as the constitutional framework of opposite and rival interests, was designed to prevent tyranny. Each branch of government, as well as each level of government, is given power to serve as a check on the other branch or level of civil government. And so our founders very clearly designed it, that the structure was set to prevent government tyranny, government from violating God's law and going its own way. And so the design was really a sharing of powers between a central and local governments that would be a check on tyranny as well. Again, our founders did not want a democracy. You just read a multitude of quotes against democracy. Let me just cite this one. Noah Webster said, in democracy, there are commonly tumults and disorders. Therefore, a pure democracy is generally a very bad government. It is often the most tyrannical government on earth. Think of that when you hear all the current candidates spouting that we're a democracy and that we're trying to make the world safe for democracy. We're trying to establish a democracy in Iraq and so on. What? A democracy? Our founder said it's the most tyrannical government on earth. And, of course, these people spouting the word democracy, they probably know that most Americans have never heard Noah Webster's quote that democracy is the most tyrannical government on earth, or else they would reject what these people are selling, the snake oil that they're selling to the American public.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney. If you have not yet read my pamphlet, We Are a Republic, you need to get it, you need to study it. If you can convince others they've been lied to about being a democracy, if you can convince them everything else is a lie.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free, 877-288-9116.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And before we go on, David, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a kit so they can begin teaching the Constitution. The most important thing that the average individual can do is to know our Constitution and teach it to others, because it is still the law of the land. And, of course, most of what goes on in Washington, D.C., whether it be in the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of our government, is a violation of our laws and treason, because all of these people have sworn to uphold the Constitution and defend it from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And these people are enemies of our Constitution. They're globalists. Their dedication is to a one-world order and a one-world religion, and they are simply feigning to be Christians. They are feigning to be supporters of our Constitution. Look and see what they're doing. Never believe what a politician says. How can people get in touch with you, learn the Constitution, and then begin to talk about the treasonous acts being taken place in Washington, D.C. today, where there are people who, at least according to the definition of the Patriot Act, are terrorists because they want to change our form of government. Indeed, they have changed our form of government.
That's right, and in order to restore the republic, we need to know the Constitution, so we encourage all your listeners to get a host kit by either going to our online store. Our online site is iotconline.com, and when you bring up the first page of iotconline.com, right at the very top, there is a little button you can click for going directly to purchase a host kit that will give you all that you need to, in a turnkey method, conduct a course. You're not actually teaching it. Constitutional Professor John Eismo is conducting the course, 12 lectures. David Barton has 2 lectures and student notebook with all the details outlining each of those lectures, and a host kit that helps you put that on and answer, gives you the answers to the test questions for each lecture. All of that's together there in the host kit. It's a simple way that anybody with any group of people can communicate these essential truths about what our founders designed in this Constitution. And Dr. Stan, as you know, the people are getting away with breaking the law because the American citizens do not know the law. They do not know the Constitution, and therefore they can make all kinds of promises even now in the presidential campaign. Each one of the 3 major leading candidates, or whatever they want to call them, every one of them is promising to violate their oath of office if they become president, because they're making campaign promises right now that are unconstitutional. And because the American people don't know they're unconstitutional, saying, oh, I'm going to vote for Barack or Clinton or McCain because, I like what they're offering, not realizing all the while that what they're offering is against the law and a violation of their oath that they would take as president to uphold and defend the Constitution. So they can go to our website and order it there, or they can call us if they prefer to order our host kit by phone. Our toll-free number for that is 866-730-9796. That's our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. And we're encouraged, as people across the country are taking this course, learning for themselves what is constitutional and what is not constitutional, and then also spreading this to others, because once you've taken the course, it's very easy to get a host kit yourself, gather a group of people, and we find this very effective in churches, either as a Sunday school class or a class during the week of people who actually, every Christian needs to know the Constitution, because it's our duty as Christian citizens. It's the command that Jesus gave us when he said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. What did he mean for our American constitutional republic? To render to Caesar, you have to know the Constitution in America. If you don't, you cannot do your duty as a citizen when you go to the ballot box and cast your vote for someone who may be promising you that they're going to violate the supreme law of the land. And you cannot certainly do your duty as a juror, a grand or petit juror, when you go to serve if you do not know the Constitution. So for the Christian, it's absolutely commanded by Christ that they study and know their federal constitution as well as the state constitution. And so we're encouraged as people are doing that. And like I said, we're filming the jury course and are going to be putting this together in a host kit format as well, that people can be teaching this to future jurors all over our country, because the jury can make an enormous impact in stopping, it's kind of the last check to stop unconstitutional and illegal legislation before it actually does injustice to individual citizens through the court system. And our jury system, and Christians need to understand this, our jury system is actually based upon biblical principles. If you go back into the Hebrew Republic, and by the way, before the monarchy, we think of King Saul and David and Solomon and so on. Before the Hebrew monarchy, the system of government God established with Moses at Mount Sinai is the Hebrew Republic. It was a republic. And notice what he commanded the people. You shall, this is Leviticus 19:15, you shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness you shall judge the poor. So it was up to the people to judge in righteousness. And that's what the jury is supposed to do, judge in righteousness and justice. And turn to Exodus chapter 23 and verses 3 and 6. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute. And likewise, Deuteronomy 16, verses 19 and 20 state the same thing. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe. For a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous. You shall follow what is altogether just, that you may live and inherit the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And by the way, it was a responsibility in the Hebrew Republic for everyone to know the law. This is the command that was given to Moses in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 20. It was commanded, you shall, Moses, you shall teach them, the people, the statutes and the law, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Everyone was to know the law. Everyone was to know what it meant and how it applied. And by the way, in the Old Testament, the law was 639 individual statutes that had to be known. Consider that in contrast today. Every area of federal and state law is so enormous that not one person could ever know it. There's no person in the IRS that knows the entire IRS code backwards, forwards, by heart. Nobody. Or, you know, take any area of federal law or state law. It's so voluminous, it's unknowable, which, again, is a design, I think, of the tyrants, because they want to create so many laws that nobody can know them, and therefore you're going to wind up violating laws that you don't even know about, because it's impossible for everybody to know them. That's not a just system of government at all, and one of the best things legislators could do in our day, both federal and state level, is go through and cut out and get rid of and repeal law after law after law that are unconstitutional and have nothing to do with the business that government should be truly about. Well, the jury system in America, and I'm quoting here Rush Dooney in his Institutes of Biblical Law, as he commented on what our jury system and how it's rooted in biblical law. He said, the jury system was developed in America to a far-reaching power on the premise of a biblical law order in which every citizen knows the law. The requirement that jury members be believers in Massachusetts Bay Colony was not a church requirement, but a state requirement. The law order required men knowledgeable in biblical law.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Stevenson.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. And for the last session, David, you go right ahead.
Yes, I was just quoting before the break there, Rush Dooney, who, as a historian, basically saying that our jury system in America was developed on a biblical understanding of law, that every citizen knows the law. And again, this is why it's so critical. If we're to have good juries that truly preserve justice in our land, we have to have jurors who have a biblical understanding of law and government, and then have a clear understanding of our U.S. Constitution and then their state constitution. And by the way, in our Foundations course, our course here at Institute on the Constitution, which teaches the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, a biblical worldview of law and government is built as you take that course, and that is essential for understanding what our country was founded upon and what the meaning of the law truly was. And one of the things we need to recognize is that in America today, and most people do understand this, that in the judicial system there's a great deal of tyranny that's taking place. I have a couple of books in my library, Judicial Tyranny, The Imperial Judiciary, a number of different things. Many people recognize that the judiciary is not within the bounds of where it's supposed to be. And one of the things we need to remember is, and I don't know who is the author of these tenets of tyranny, but I like them because I think they're true. First tenet is that any power that can be abused will be abused. Any power that can be abused will be abused. Secondly, abuse always expands to fill the limits of resistance to it. As if it doesn't meet any resistance, it's just going to become absolute and total. And the third tenet, if people do not resist the abuses of others, they will have no one to resist the abuses of themselves, and tyranny will prevail. I believe it was Pastor Niemöller in Germany who said, you know, when they came for the communists, I wasn't a communist, so I wasn't concerned about them. And when they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, and so on. When they came for the Catholics, I wasn't a Catholic, and I didn't care. And when they came for me, there was no one left to defend me. And given fallen human nature, that any power can be abused will be abused, that abuse will always expand to fill the limits of resistance to it, we the people must step up and resist tyranny, resist the violation of the supreme law of the universe, the laws of nature and nature's God, resist the violation of our Constitution, both U.S. Constitution and state constitutions, because if we don't resist the abuses of others, we'll have no one to resist the abuses of ourselves, and tyranny ultimately will prevail. And our founders understood the danger of a judiciary that was unchecked. Thomas Jefferson, writing a letter to William Jarvis, this is September 28, 1820, he said, "You seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions. A very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so, and their power is more dangerous as they are in office for life and not responsible as the other functionaries are to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots." Wow. Thomas Jefferson saw in his own day, 1820, the great danger of a judicial system that was not checked by another power. And that, again, is the power the jury is to have to check tyranny in the judicial system in particular. And so our founders developed really a formula for preventing tyranny. First, checks and balances between the three branches of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial. Many people have heard about that. They know that. But what they haven't heard is their design was to prevent a monopoly of government by separation of powers between federal level, state level, county level, local level. That if you were in a particular state that had laws that were, you know, a violation of your God-given rights, you had the freedom to move and leave that state for another state that was more just. And so states had to kind of compete for citizens. They couldn't have a monopoly on the citizens, and they recognized that any monopoly of government is a dangerous thing. You don't want all power centralized in Washington, D.C., because knowing fallen, sinful human nature, that will result in tyranny. Never allow monopoly of government. And they also, thirdly, their third part of this formula was checks and balances between the three branches. Secondly, no monopoly of government, separation by four levels of government. The third element was recognizing the powers of an independent jury. That the duty of the jury in criminal cases, especially, is to judge the law as well as the facts in order to defend our constitutional republic. And our Maryland Constitution, as I mentioned before, in Declaration of Rights number 23, actually states that verbatim, that in the trial of all criminal cases, the jury shall be the judges of law as well as of fact, except the court may pass upon the sufficiency of the evidence to sustain a conviction. So the court can only enter the scene if evidence isn't there to sustain a conviction. I want to quote Thomas Jefferson again because, again, the power our founders, and we need to understand this, the power our founders understood in an independent jury was integral to the system to prevent government tyranny. Jefferson said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution." Wow, that is a powerful statement. Let me repeat it because it is so important. "I consider trial by jury," and of course by that he meant an independent jury, a jury that judged the law and the facts. I'll explain how this statement affirms that in a moment. "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution." So to prevent a government from violating its own constitution, Jefferson said the jury was the anchor that would prevent that. Now, how would the jury do that? Well, if they did, like Dr. Stan, the judge told you to do, don't judge the law. You just judge the facts. You could never hold a government to the principles of its constitution. You could never hold them accountable if you did not judge the law. If you just judge the facts in the case and you accepted whatever the judge said the law is, the result would be you would never question the law. You would never say, is this law constitutional? Let's just take an example to you know, make this concrete. The McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill prevents the First Amendment from being exercised by the citizens. If someone was charged under that bill and they appeared before a jury and the jury knew the First Amendment, they knew that that law was a violation of the First Amendment. Therefore, the person would be innocent, not on the facts, but by the fact that the law itself was unconstitutional.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have almost 60 outlets every single week, and we do 5 hours of talk radio a day and then a program on the weekend. We need to reach as many people as we can with the truth. And the truth is that the people in Washington, D.C., many of them are traitors. Their dedication is to a one-world government. That's the reason that they've stopped having tariffs in here, so that to actually encourage our manufacturing to move overseas, so we will take away American jobs and lower the living standards of the American people. The whole plan's laid out in the Earth Charter. If you haven't read it, get it off the Internet. If you can't get it from the Internet, we'll send you a copy. Point 10A talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. They are intentionally transferring our wealth to other nations. This is coordinated through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Masons, the Lucis Trust, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, and a myriad of secret and covert and semi-secret societies, all dedicated to the destruction of America. And as I told you, I just received a publication from the called The Emergence, put out by Benjamin Krem, who's tied into this Luciferian movement. And if you doubt that, you need to get the 4-tape set we have with Constance Cumby, where she talks about Benjamin Krem. It's called The Wisdom of Constance Cumby. You can get it in 4 tapes or 4 CDs, and her new DVD that we have called The Emergence. But these things are really very real. In this publication, they talk about the necessity of destroying the monetary system of the world. That's what they're really about, and they're going to destroy everything that the average individual has worked their whole life for. If you understand there are people who have a different worldview because they worship a different God, everything makes sense. So let me suggest, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog, or a health products catalog, or a emergency food catalog, give us a call. We'll be glad to send it to you. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my pamphlet on We Are a Republic. You need to get John Stormer's book on Betrayal by the Bench, and it goes into the what the Supreme Court has done as far as taking God and prayer out of our schools, but it doesn't explain why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That's why you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will document the fact that the Masons controlled the Supreme Court. From 1941 to 1971, in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1, they controlled the United States Supreme Court, and the Masons, Masonic Supreme Court judges, took God and prayer out of our schools. If you want the documentation on that, give us a call. We'll be glad to send it to you. But understand, the reason they did it is because they worship the other God. And this is all about Gnosticism, which, of course, is a continuation of the ancient heresies going back to the mystery religions of antiquity, where people tapped into the supernatural power. And, of course, got great wealth and great fame. These were the monarchs, these were the military leaders, like Alexander the Great, who was able to pit an army of 35,000 Macedonians against Darius with an army of...